Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here at 6:30 on a Thursday morning. McConnell Air Force Base officials ordered the evacuation of 13 aircraft yesterday as a precaution due to the possibility of severe weather in the Wichita area. The aircraft were dispersed to Fairchild Air Force Base, Washington. They included KC-135 Stratotankers and three KC-46A Pegasus. Fairchild is a safe haven base which was chosen for its location out of danger from the storm, its ability to house displaced McConnell personnel, and provide maintenance for McConnell's aircraft.
The Kansas Supreme Court has ruled that Governor Laura Kelly cannot file a brief in support of a law that would add about $90 million annually to public school funding.
The governor on Monday asked the court for permission to file the brief in support of a bill she signed April 5th. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the court said on Wednesday that such motions, called amicus briefs, must be filed 30 days before oral arguments in a case. The arguments on the latest effort to address school finance litigation are scheduled for May 9th. Four school districts sued the state over education funding in 2010. Attorneys representing the schools argued that the late request to file the brief didn't leave them enough time to respond to her argument. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Money is pouring in to help rebuild Notre Dame Cathedral after a massive fire destroyed part of the church. Fox's Greg Palcott reports from Paris.
A beautiful Wednesday in Paris, except for the badly damaged Notre Dame Cathedral in the heart of the French capital. As new information about the fire emerges, officials say they first arrived at the scene a half an hour after the fire started, and tall crane trucks needed to fight the rooftop blaze came an hour later. For 90 minutes, the fire was out of control. This as the inspection of the damaged cathedral continues. Water used to fight the fire could have weakened the remaining woodwork and stone masonry. Investigators remain convinced the fire was probably related to the church's renovation.
A town in Colorado voting to change the embarrassing name of a subdivision.
Imagine living in a housing development known as Swastika Acres. Definitely not something to brag about, but it's been that way for over a century, well before the rise of Hitler and Nazi Germany. Regardless, Cherry Hill City Council finally voted to change the name from Swastika Acres to Old Cherry Hills this week. Still, one woman expressed her opposition to the change at the meeting, saying she wanted to preserve the historical value of the name. Despite having lost family in the Holocaust, the name comes from the Denver Land Swastika Company that divided land into plots near the turn of the 20th century. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Following the deadliest year in history for child hot car deaths, KidsInCars.com is pushing for technology and education to help end these preventable tragedies. Amber Rollins is with the website.
We want parents to open that back door every single time they park their vehicle. And that's whether the babies are with you or not. So just get in the habit of doing it. You don't have to think about it anymore. Once it becomes a habit, it'll just be a part of your normal daily routine.
Rollins says it is not too early in the spring to focus on the issue, citing cases where children have died in hot cars where the outside temperature was in the lower 50s. An attempt to abolish jail time for possessing small amounts of marijuana has failed in the Missouri House. Missouri law currently makes possession of 35 grams of marijuana or less a Class A misdemeanor, punishable by up to a year in jail and a fine of up to $2,000. The defeated amendment would have reduced that to a Class D misdemeanor, punishable by up to a $500 fine with no jail time. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. An upper-level trough of low pressure is spinning over the Great Lakes, and it may send some energy our way today to give us an isolated shower or thunderstorm. Otherwise breezy, low 60s at noontime, 67 for the high this afternoon. A slight chance of rain through tonight, then clearing in 42, sunny in 67 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now mostly cloudy and 52 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 30 miles per hour. And looking at the KNSS Weather Center radar right now, there is just a little bit of shower down to the east of Chanute and Coffeyville right now. So other than that, the central part of the Kansas is cloud, pretty much rain-free right now. 6:34 with Steve and Ted, and this is, again, Thursday, April 18th. And it was on this date in 1995, quarterback Joe Montana retired from professional football. Joe Montana, who played quarterback at, didn't he play at Notre Dame, Ted?
Oh, yes.
And then, of course, he, the 49ers for years, and then played for the Chiefs.
Yeah, late in his career.
How about that?
Got them to the AFC Championship game.
Right. Yeah. The same day in 1995, the Houston Post closed after more than a century. Huge paper, the Houston Post.
Boy, that was the start of things to come, wasn't
no
it?
No kidding. That was in 95. And that just sent shockwaves through the media people everywhere. And the trend has just sort of gone on after that, huh? 6:35 now, Steve and Ted. A South Carolina man has won $100,000 playing the same lottery numbers that he's been playing for more than 20 years. News outlets report the man won the prize playing the Palmetto Cash 5 game last week. A South Carolina Education Lottery release did not identify the man, whose go-to numbers are a combination of family birth dates and his wedding anniversary.
I guess he figured eventually something would come up.
The release said the odds of winning the game are 1 in nearly 502,000. Man said he plans to continue using the same numbers, though his family says he should reconsider.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost mathematically, if you have a certain set of numbers, at some point, they're going to win. But it might be 7,000 years.
It might take you quite a length of time to have that happen.
This guy put a string of numbers together. They were lucky, and he won $100,000. Now, if he's been playing that for 20 years,
I wonder if he probably just now broke even.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he break even yet? Maybe not even that. I'm sure he's had fun playing the lottery.
Probably why his family says, why don't you leave well enough alone?
Yeah, why don't you just take the money?
Just leave now. Yeah.
Stop that. Residents along the East Coast have reported seeing a meteor blazing across the nighttime sky. The American Meteor Society said it received 360 reports Tuesday about a meteor or fireball seen from Vermont to South Carolina. According to the society, the fireball traveled from north to south, plunged into the Atlantic Ocean in front of Bethany Beach, Delaware. Society was says several. Wait a minute. They say north to south. This is not making sense. From North Carolina, it said Vermont to South Carolina.
Right.
Oh, that's where it was seen. Okay. It splashed near Delaware. Society says several thousand meteors appear in the Earth's atmosphere each day. Many of them occur over the oceans and uninhabited regions, and are masked by daylight. So apparently they're out there, meteors flying all around this place all the time.
Yeah, I read something earlier this month that said April is the month that they are most seen.
Was it really?
But
okay.
I don't know why.
Well, apparently it
must be the way the Earth's tilted and where the population is, and more of them can be seen in April for some reason.
Lit up the sky last night in the East Coast. 6:38 now, Stephen Ted here on KNSS. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Steve. On Wednesday, the trading and the closes for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures were on the mixed side. There were some contracts that made new highs for the week. Cash cattle trade took place $2 higher in Kansas and Texas yesterday at $126 on the hoof. This afternoon is a monthly cattle on feed report, and the lean hog futures trade in closed mixed, and for the third straight session, the deferred contracts made new contract highs. On the close, June cattle, 7 cents lower at 122.37. August feeder cattle, 25 cents higher at 160.45. And June hogs, a dollar lower at 96.12. The corn and soybean futures Wednesday made new lows for the week and closed negative, while the wheat futures closed on the positive side. Overall, trading was very quiet for the grain. The grain and livestock futures will close at normal times today, and the markets will be closed on Friday. At the moment, July KC wheat's down 3.25 cents at $4.23. July corn's unchanged at $3.67, and July soybeans a penny and 3/4 higher at $8.94 1/4. May crude oil trading 20 cents higher at $63.96. June gold $1.10 higher, $1,277.90. The June S&P a point and a half lower at 28.99. The June dollar index is 31 cents higher at 96.97. And June Dow Jones futures 29 points lower at 26,399. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, I know we did severe thunderstorm warnings for the southern part of Butler County last night. How about your part of it? You're in Augusta. How about you? Did you get some of that over there?
You bet. We picked up 2 inches of rain.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
I checked with the National Weather Service early this morning in Wichita, and they were saying about an inch here in Wichita. But you got a couple of inches, huh?
Yeah. And from just checking some totals around the area, it seems like it varied quite a little bit from place to place. But we sure appreciated 2 inches.
No, I was going to say, that's just nice to have some rain. Did you see any hail over there in Butler County?
You know, they reported some hail. Only thing I saw was some little stuff, you know, nothing amounted to anything.
Okay, so the markets, are all markets going to be closed tomorrow for Good Friday?
That is correct, Steve.
It'll be commodities, stock market, everybody, huh?
Yes.
Well, Hank, we should all stay home. What do you think?
I think so, yeah. just take the day off, you know.
Okay, so if I do that, then I can tell my boss, you said, right?
That's exactly right, and you will be paid, too, Steve.
You don't care. You don't care. You could get us in a lot of trouble, and you wouldn't care, would you?
Oh, I would be heartbroken.
Would you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, you have a good one. Thanks for being with us this morning, as always. You know, we've got this George Thorogood concert coming up at the Prairie Band Casino in Topeka, Ted. It's next Thursday, April 25th.
1 week from tonight.
And we have an opportunity for you to go and see that. And the way you do that is you just have to register on our webpage to win a prize. Here is the prize package. 2 tickets to the concert.
Tickets, yep.
Hotel stay. Free food vouchers.
Lodging and food and tickets.
And $50 in Prairie cash.
Hey now.
Here's what you have to do. You go to the webpage, knssradio.com, and you click on the contest there, and you will find the place for the secret word. And today's secret word is Maverick. Spelled M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K.
Today's word is Maverick.
Thank you, Mr. Secret Sound Voice. Maverick, you spell that M-A-V-E-R-I-C-K. We will draw for a winner on Friday, so this is your chance to be a part of that and to go to the big concert at the Prairie Band Casino in Topeka. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, we got Don Grant, CFP, the money planner, and he's going to talk about Money Tracker, and he's going to talk about planning with an age gap.
Okay.
That's coming up, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Bring your own tools, pull your own parts, and...
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.